From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House Republican leader Eric Cantor says he and other GOP leaders are not ruling out anything as they meet with President Obama at the White House today to begin looking for common ground and bringing down the nation's budget deficit.
Everything should be on the table. I don't think we should leave any stone unturned while we're trying to do what most people in this country have done, which is tighten the belt, which is to try and live within our means.
Cantor on NBC's Today Show indicates, though, that the GOP will not budge on its insistence that all of the expiring Bush-era tax cuts be extended. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the president sees things differently.
President Obama and most congressional Democrats only want to extend tax cuts for income under $250,000. In a conference call with reporters, White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer suggested that today's meeting could be combative. Other issues that may come up in this meeting include the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the authorization of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. President Obama wants Congress to do both during this lame duck session. Republicans want more time. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
One of the high school students held hostage for hours by a classmate in Wisconsin yesterday says he was just hoping to get out alive. So he and the other 23 hostages kept talking to the 15-year-old boy in hopes that he would not use the gun he was brandishing. Zach Campbell says he was released after making a simple request.
I asked him if I could go to the bathroom. I didn't have to go. I just figured maybe he'd let me go. And he said, yeah, you can leave.
Campbell on CBS's Early Show. The student with the gun shot himself as police moved in and he's hospitalized with a serious wound. A new report by an expert panel of medical researchers finds that most people do not need to take vitamin D or calcium supplements. NPR's Richard Knox says the report by the Institute of Medicine concludes that taking high levels of vitamin D could actually be harmful.
The Institute's panel of experts says most Americans already get enough vitamin D and calcium. Teenage girls may need more calcium, they say, and elderly people may need more of both nutrients. Science doesn't support claims that vitamin D can prevent cancer, heart disease, diabetes, immune disorders, and other ailments, says panel member Joanne Manson of Harvard.
There may, in fact, be some criticism of the recommendations because they're at odds with many of the common perceptions now that more is better, that vitamin D is a magic bullet.
The report says 98% of people need 600 to 800 units of vitamin D a day and not the thousands of units many people are swallowing in dietary supplements. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Kazakhstan, first stop on a four-nation trip to Central Asia. She may have to deal with some of the diplomatic fallout from the release of secret cables by the group WikiLeaks. Several prominent leaders who will be at the conferences Clinton is attending are featured in those cables, and some in an unflattering way. This is NPR News from Washington. European Union regulators have begun an antitrust investigation of Google. Larry Miller in London reports the move comes after complaints by competitors who claim that Google has abused its dominant position in the online search engine market.
The European Commission says there have been complaints about alleged unfavorable treatment in Google's paid and sponsored search results, with Google's own services receiving preference. The Commission also wants to know if Google deliberately lowers the ranking of competitive but unpaid search results. There's a further issue, whether Google prevents its advertisers from placing competing ads on their own websites and on those of computer and software vendors. If the Europeans find Google broke antitrust laws, it could be fined up to 10% of its revenue, potentially $2.4 billion based on last year's figures. Google denies it's done anything wrong and says it'll work with the Commission to address its concerns. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The 19-year-old Somali-American man accused of plotting a truck bomb attack on a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon, has been arraigned in a court there. Stephen Wax is one of the attorneys representing Mohammed Osman Mohammed. He says the government may have entrapped his client.
In the affidavit, in the government's own words, that the government provided money, the government was involved in transportation, the government was involved in meetings at which various things were discussed.
Attorney General Eric Holder, though, is rejecting any suggestions of entrapment, and he's defending the FBI's conduct of the sting operation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for